Yeah, that's our intro that we have coined now for Stevie and Ski live after MLC. Dude, I didn't notice they have so many fucking updates on the StreamYard that I just simply was glancing over while I was hammered off 100 proof vodka. I'm going to have to go through all this shit and see what all this stuff does.
Just to make sure
I'm noticing all kinds of buttons.
Let's clear that up. That's not right now.
No,
You're not glazing over things on 100 proof vodka right now. You're clean, right. Sober life living.
It's great too, man. I forgot how nice it is to be sober. You actually get stuff done. My house is clean. It's nice. But yeah, they got off. I mean, they must have done two or three updates since last time.
I guess you're not off the Adderall, is what you're telling
me. No, I guess
because you're saying that you clean the house seven times, I guess.
Oh, I mean, even if I'm sober, I gotta keep moving, dude. I can't just sit around and watch TV.
You're like a shark. Sharks keep moving. Man.
Got some interviews lined up for tomorrow, so hopefully get back in the fucking workforce.
Oh wow, podcast interviews. Who do you got? Who's gonna be your guest?
I got. Oh my, interviews out the ass. I want to give a quick shout out.
Job interviews.
AC, it hasn't been talked about that much. This guy, this David Skywalker, showed up to Atlantic City wearing a Raytard shirt. I gotta say, this guy had more energy than probably anybody I've ever seen in my entire life. Came in, he was doing somersaults in the poker room when he saw Ray walk in. He was jumping all over the place. Just the nicest guy. Probably shook my hand five times, which is I'm okay with. So shout out David Skywalker. Good egg.
Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed in myself that I did not make it down there just because I miss getting to meet KB, the female KB for the first time. David Skywalker.
She was great too, man. Yeah.
Melton.
Movie star fingernails, nice guy.
What was his name? Flimsy. Yeah, Flimsy Greenberg was posting crazy pictures, man. Thank you, Flimsy Greenberg, for keeping like a pretty good documentation photographically of the event.
Like that, because I mean when I'm having so much fun at events like that or just in general, like on vacation, I'm really bad about not taking
so
pictures.
Bad
if I'm taking a bunch of pictures of an event, that means I'm probably not
on
having
cocaine. You're on cocaine.
We're not having fun. Yeah, I didn't start doing I didn't do a nose pierce till later in the night. But hey, that's all right. You're in Atlantic City. It's expected of you.
Flimsy Greenberg took pictures that didn't seem creepy, which is tough to do, you know, when you're kind of like one of these outside fan, but you know, you're not on necessarily the maybe inner circle. You're kind of like one of the folks who came to hang and meet people,
right?
Taking good solid pictures. That was great.
I gotta say, man, nobody there was creepy. I can't think of one person there that was standoffish or anything like that.
Yeah, especially you sober, you know what I mean? Like you kind of took yourself out of the running by not getting
I would have just been a dick and yelling obscenities.
Yeah, you'll rub your crotch area into other people's. You'll do a lot of hugging.
I won't do that, but you know,
I mean, other men.
I walk onto a podcast, not other women.
Other men. I mean,
yeah. Well, I mean, I did that to my friend actually, but I just walked in the room naked. It was hilarious. They had a great time. They flew up from Texas, man. They're not really a part of this, but now they're watching all the episodes. They had a fun time. It was funny. My friend's dad was like, "Hey, man, I really wanted to get a picture with Kevin, but he seems like a dick." I'm like, "That's just Kevin, man. He would have taken a picture with you."
He's like, "Was Kevin Brennan in Vietnam? Is he a Vietnam veteran? Because he got that far look away.
He just seems like an asshole." And I'm like, "Yeah, I mean, that's him. You know, that's
a veteran of foreign war."
But I got to say, too, I know Kevin, you know, probably may not like that I say this. Patrick Melton, great hang. Fun. Funny. Well, I was sitting next to him at the poker table. He was cracking some fucking one-liners that were hilarious. And, you know, if something's funny, I'm laughing, period.
I got to say, thank you, Lemmy. Ski Mask, she loves your shirt. Thank you for the beautiful graphics that we have behind us, little Lemmy.
Yes,
if you folks didn't know, she was the one who put that all together for us. What's that?
My friend's dad does look like George Takei.
Oh, half Japanese.
I think it was Melton or somebody said, they were like, going around the table, like calling everybody out, and they're like, "Oh, we got George Takei sitting over here."
What the fuck? Do want to take the time to congratulate? I do believe this looks like this is Aaron and April from out in Minnesota. It looks like they
give me a little background on this. I quickly glanced over it on Twitter. Now, was it Melton going against Steel Toe trying to reach 10,000 subscribers or 10,000 live viewers?
Yeah, like back. I mean, Steel Toe has been on a run since the fall of last year.
Correct.
That's just off the top of my head. I know he's been doing it for much longer, but he's been a part of our world and has been like this up and coming contender, if you will, in the whole world that we sometimes call the Dabbleverse. But I know you don't like that, so I won't do it. So like around, I think, February or April, he was like going on a run. And he was kind of like tracking his growth. And he was like, "God damn, it looks like we're going to hit 10,000 subscribers by the end of the fucking May or whatever." He like put some date. And I guess he got a little bit over his skis, a little big for his britches. But more importantly, the trolls picked up on that. So between the Steel Toe Boring Show Reddit, which I don't want to give them a shout out, but hello, Soft Weekly. Hello, Soft Weekly's lawyers. Between that and Melton's NLO Discord and his chat and his just coordinated efforts, they put every effort in to get every single person they could to unsubscribe from Aaron and April's show, the Steel Toe Morning Show. So like they went from like, you know how it shows it on YouTube, it only shows like 9.9k or 9.99k, it like doesn't show the exact number. So they went from like 9.97 to like suddenly it went down to like 9.96, then it was like 9.8. It's like started dropping significantly, you know. And it was quite a troll. And it looks like they were able to overcome it today, because what happened was, I guess Kevin Brennan stepped in. Mm-hmm. Daddy Brennan, as we do know, came in with the muscles, flexed a little bit, and he saw that Melton was really trying to fucking get to 10K first. So he put the kibosh on that. He put the call out to the beautiful boys. And that's what like a lot of fucking people that are in this world now don't realize. I went back and looked at it myself. NLC started in 2016.
Yes.
2016. Like, he's almost close to his 10-year anniversary. You know what I mean? We're looking at next year's 2 years off. He's 8 years in the business doing this, you know? And you folks don't know that this motherfucker's been around, been doing it, and nothing's going to bring him down, you know?
No, he's got the power. MLC is going to MLC, and that's what Stancil and I have always said. The show moves on. The show will continue to evolve. That's why we always kind of try to predict on when the next fallout might happen, when the show will reach that, you know, top tier level, when it will evolve into the next chapter. You know, we like to look at MLC as a chapters. You know, you got the Lenny chapter. And if you go back and listen to each one with each different co-host, each chapter is completely different.
Which you can, by the way. I went and looked it on YouTube. I'm sorry, on the Apple podcast. You can go, you just go to MLC and you scroll down to the bottom and it literally starts at episode one. Sorry.
Yep, I've done that. Yes, and it's wild to see how far it has come and how it'll continue. And I love these midday shows, these random pop-up shows that he's doing. He's like, "Oh, I'm just going live at one." And you have to sit there and talk for 2 hours. You know why? Because he's been doing it for 7 fucking years. He could just sit there and talk. I know he says it's due to the super chatters that keeps him going, which is probably a little bit true, but I believe even without the super chatters, he could just sit there and bullshit, you know.
The shows this week have been great.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck whatever you can say.
I'm jobless, so I've been able to
he's allowed to say whatever he gets the stick here. He says, "Stupid Joe the producer," in quotes, if you noticed, "went insane, shouted about Melton getting there first. So the people who hate him plus KB put us over the edge.
Gotcha.
We didn't ask for anything. LOL, it was cool. Thanks, KB. Steel Toe, next time, please send that in a super chat. We do super chats here.
We are monetized.
You're used to receiving them. I know, I get that. But, you know, it does kind of go. And he's been very kind to me, too. I know.
Those guys are great over there.
But listen, I swear to God, like, we're late a few minutes today because I was sitting there listening to you guys. I was like, literally, up until the final second, I was like, this is entertaining. I like this. This is good. Right. You know, I know you came in at the end, but you were fucking great, kid.
It's a lot different when I'm not sloshed and yelling, walking in on shows. True. With my pants down.
Look at this.
There we go. Hit the goal, folks.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you, Stiltoe.
Hopefully he starts up a rally here, folks. Let's get it going.
You know,
operating costs here at Stevie and Ski that we need to hit. If you guys can help us do that comfortably, we'll go overtime.
We'll do it overtime.
I love you, Aaron. We've
got plenty to talk about.
Buddy.
Will be joining.
Yeah, I swear to God, I was listening it to the very end, and it's so funny too. This may be a Stevie Lou thing, but maybe some other folks out there know this. If you're listening live on YouTube and their app is open, and I've got YouTube Pro or whatever, I've got the extra membership thing, you know, so I can listen while the phone is locked, which is a beautiful fucking thing if you haven't done that.
Oh, because you signed up for the thing or whatever it is.
Yeah, my wife and I have the subscription, whatever the fuck, you know. So, but if you're listening to a live broadcast, when it ends, sometimes the last second or so will start looping over and over again if you don't turn it off.
Really?
So yeah, it's wild. I don't know. Maybe it's just my phone. I don't know. Maybe it's just my problem. But all I had in my head leading up to as I'm scrambling to get ready was you going, "This is fun." That's the last thing you said or whatever. And it just kept looping over and over. And I was like rolling my blunt, getting my light set up because I was fucking, you're like, are you
ready? I mean, the show normally goes a little bit longer, but you know, he did a show earlier in the day. Bob's pool party is right. Skywalker was killing it. I mean, the guy is insane. He was ready to give up his room to Ray DeVito and drive home. I'm like, "What is Scott? What are you doing?" He's like, "Just stay." So he was up all night having fun.
Don't be a Mother Teresa over here. Yeah, or nothing.
Definitely not. I like that. You know, no drama. I hate the drama. I mean, I get it. You talk shit on the internet, but when you meet up in real life, just have a fucking good time. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, exactly. I could tell a guy like Flimsy Greenberg, who is broken.
Cool, great.
My balls. Fucking yeah, very spectacularly.
But that's their job. Well. That's their job. Yeah. Billy Tardy was there, having a fucking good time.
I'm never gonna get mad at that. But if I see this guy and he seems like he's a good egg,
he's great.
It makes things different now. It makes those insults even less.
It makes him funnier. It makes you actually kind of laugh at him.
Great call. Yeah,
Billy had a good time. I know Billy and Tommy Seven Ames and my buddy Austin. They all went to the Irish pub. While we went and did
and then what happened
Melton show I think Tommy Seven Names threw up in the Irish pub. I'm not sure, and I know he wouldn't mind me talking about it because number one, it's hilarious, and number two, it's got Tommy Seven Names written all over it.
It kind of reminds me of the old Chad puking at Sullivan story, which we told.
I don't know if I know that one.
I told it on air with you. It's probably when you were probably blacked out. Your vodka days.
I was probably breathing. Yeah, there was water.
This famous story where Chad was over at Compound, and then Gino said, "Let's go over to Sullivan's for one." And he came in, or maybe Gino was there, and Chad walked in, and Gino lined up two shots of Jameson, and he goes, "Okay, here you go, cheers, buddy." And they took the shot, and then Chad just vomited immediately on the floor at the bar. Yeah, immediately on the floor.
Come on!
And then he got all nervous and just like wiped his mouth and just ran out the door and like just said, "I know," and like just left Gino with a pile of vomit.
Oh my god! At least clean it up. Like, you don't want to. That's just rude.
Yeah, that's one of the greatest stories I think of all time. I've actually done that one time before.
But I was like 18 years old when it happened.
You clean it up. You ask for a pitcher with some soap and water in it and a fucking bar rag or two.
I felt terrible because there was this couple eating right next to me. But whatever. 18. Stupid.
Yeah. You guys had such a good time in AC that they ruined the show. Or not ruined the show. They broke the show up.
I guess it did.
Fucking time you had.
Well, I don't know what happened Friday because I got out of the hospital Thursday. So Friday I rested and then, you know, headed down there Saturday morning. But Saturday night, I mean, Bob and Kevin were getting along fine. Bob didn't stick around long because his son's band was playing. Fat and then Mez, I didn't see
shout
him
out
after
to Fat
that.
Mez. I know there's been a lot of negative stuff said about that band lately. I gave him a check and I dig it. So I don't want to
But they got a lot of followers on
Yeah, exactly. I want to like put shit. At least that out there that I know people have been talking shit about them this week, and I think that they should be left out of it. You know.
Well, but, yeah, they should, but also at the same time, if this world starts,
there's no rules.
Bottom, I mean, look, it got you to look at it, didn't it? So maybe some of these other people are clicking on.
I was checking them out before this whole fucking fiasco went down. But you know, I think that's like the main negative thing that I'll say here is that there's a lot of shrapnel. There's a lot of friendly fire casualties going on here. I don't know. That's the word I was looking for, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, basically what you're trying to say is people who aren't a part of this are getting dragged into it.
And, yeah.
It really shouldn't be the case.
Right.
You know, so, if you put yourself in front of a microphone and you even say the slightest about any of these shows, you're in it. And then that's the end of the story.
And both sides have taken major low blow shots at each other. So I'm not going to say
every side has taken a ball better than the other for doing or saying anything.
I've said some horrible shit too, right. You know, but, yeah. It's not like it's not coming from somewhere. So I guess we could all understand that too.
Yeah. People like, got here. Every side is going to continue to talk shit. Ski, are you Ray retarded now? No, I don't know. And what's up with this? There's a lot of people saying Ray has the best podcast
I won't leave him hanging too long.
Welcome, Kevin, to the show. Stevie and Ski live after MLC. Now, you've been live since 1 p.m., you know, taking breaks here and there.
Mic's on? I don't think your mic's on. But... Yeah, you hear you. Yep, yeah,
you cool. Sound good.
Have we met before, you guys?
Yeah, I think we've met before a couple of times. We actually have a new t-shirt out on our website, skimaskcollective.com, with Kevin's tweet that said, yeah,
Can you pull that up maybe real quick? Pull it up. I don't know if you saw that, Kevin, but today Ski Mask put a new t-shirt up on the website, and it's your tweet from 2 days ago when you said Stevie Lou killed today. So we're selling merch with your tweets.
Is this the real steel toe kit, the goal?
He's
Aaron.
By the way, he says thank you in one of his chats earlier for helping him get to the 10,000.
He seriously gives you a lot of credit for helping him out there. I mean, I learned
that from watching Melton. That's what Melton would do. What annoyed me about Melton was, like, I understand why he didn't want to do the show Tuesday, but like, it's also a Melton move to do like. No, I'm just doing this because you didn't. It's like, it's a classic Melton move to do like, no, you didn't. I didn't say he knew I needed him to do Tuesday. He just knew I needed him to clear up the Bob Levy shit. And he talked to Bob and basically he was acting like, you know, I didn't, Kevin, Bob told 8 or 9 people that he talked to Chad. It's like, yeah, but you told me and the other people, I don't have a relationship with them, that they're going to come up and tell me. So then he act like he want to wash his hands of it. So I'm basically just asking him for a favor. But he's like, fuck you and your favor. And that's why I got annoyed. I'm like, all right, so we're not friends and fuck me and my favor. And, you know, I know he wants to talk about his show and get the super chat money or whatever. I get it, but it's like, but don't act like I fucked up because I didn't text you back on time. That's why I was like, it was exhausting. It just, the whole thing was exhausting. I'm like, just stop acting like you're fucking smarter or have a higher moral code than everybody else. I'm like, just fucking ridiculous.
I mean, that's what he did.
He was asking people for a favor today. You know, everybody sign up to my thing so we can get a. I'm like, yeah, exactly what Melton would do. You ask him for a favor, and he's like, no, not only that, I'm going to help the other guy out. So it's right. It's something Melton taught me.
Yeah. So you're just like, I'm going to go in the opposite direction. And then
payback's a bitch.
The 10,000. And so they're back at it. I guess they hit a lull there for a while, as Stevie was saying, where they were dropping in their numbers. But after you gave him a shout out, they're right back to it.
St. Ranger, $3. Wait, let's get the St. Rangers comment first jumping ahead. All right.
Oh, he's gonna pay you to kick me off.
Hold on. What's everybody jumping ahead all of a sudden? Why don't we just deal with the super chat for Saint Ranger. Good evening, everyone. Howdy, Kevin. Hello, that, Pam.
Melton would be Saint proud Ranger. Of Deadpool. If Deadpool paid you guys to kick me off, Melton would be
so
proud of that.
So now Deadpool's saying, KB, how much for you to replace Stevie Lou for the rest of the show?
Oh, I can't. So he wants to kick Stevie off.
I can't do the whole show. I'm only can do this show. Because
okay, thank goodness.
My wife's not home yet.
$100, $399.
If she found out this was my third show of the day, and she'd be like, "What the fuck is wrong with you?" So
after 3 years, she doesn't like the mask. Come on, we've been good to each other. All right, let's check this out. Let's check out some of the merch that we got going on here. Of course, we got the Bud DeWire, Sad Chad shows, Cox. Let's see the new shirt. Cox flops. Kev, summer's almost over. Get him while you can.
Yeah, he's got
flip-flops. You own this shirt, Kevin. You have the Chad's Chargers shirt. I've seen.
Well, let's get to the bottom there. Jump to the bottom there. I know we got to.
I'll get there. I'll get there.
Move the shirt up.
Yep, I will. Yeah, Stevie Lou killed it today, folks. $25, all kinds of colors. Look at these colors. Only available SkiMaskCollective.com. I mean, merch is flying off the shelf. You should see the sweatshop we have going on down in the basement.
Stevie Lou did kill it because I was in such a bad spot Tuesday. Monday, I didn't want to guess because I was like, I knew people would be all kinds of, is this a work? So I didn't want to drag somebody into it. But then Tuesday, I did the morning show. And then that was a show I thought Melton would do. And then so when he bailed, I was like, oh, fuck. So
and Ski Mask did a great job today. I'm not going to lie. I was really enjoying you guys fucking around. And so now when people ask, like, what was the first week after Bob Levy left the show, you could say Stevie started it and Ski Mask finished it.
So yeah, everyone's stepping up. Everybody's stepping up. So again, it's, and then I thought I'd get Pat Dixon for Tuesday, but then he slept through the 4 o'clock start time. And then I was like, holy shit, did the Shulies get to? Did they
the Shulies?
Did they get to Pat Dixon?
I want to clear the air right now. I thought Pat was good Wednesday, and I also want to say that I got what I needed to say out of me when I was fucked up when he was on air a couple weeks ago. So I honestly have really kind of moved on from any ill will. I can understand if he still is fucking not a fan of mine and I'll still be the same to his, but I'm not going to be like a shithead and scream at him, anymore. I got it out of me and I feel better. So if we did ever have to like be on air together again, I would totally be able to just keep it, 100.
Well, another thing, I mean, to that point, another thing when you get rid of a co-host, you clear out a lot of fucking dead weight, it's like, it's like when you break up with a girlfriend or whatever, it's like certain people show up more that didn't like her or didn't feel comfortable there. So it's like, so it was always, when Levy like insisted on doing every show. So like I said, even when I want to do a solo show, he's always, so it got to a point where I'm like, it's almost easy. Like I don't know how many times I spoke over Pat Dixon yesterday. So I felt like, I wasn't even doing a good job because but I'm so used to just talking now and just being all amped up. And then Pat, I kept cutting him off and I kept telling myself, like, stop being so fucking shitty at this. But then I realized
it wasn't terrible. I thought Pat had plenty of time.
You got to know when to jump in. It's like double dutch.
But I finally caught on, like, Pat can talk, because we never really let Pat talk, because between me and Levy and whoever else, it's like, I probably don't let anybody fucking talk. So that's why we found out how good Stevie Lou was that day, because we finally needed him to talk, and he did talk, and he was
finally
great.
Gave him that chance.
Even doing that Pee Wee Herman, I was like, Jesus Christ! Like, even if it's a shitty Pee Wee Herman, I can't do a Pee Wee Herman. So it's all gold to me.
Keeping it going. I do like the idea of the rotating guests for a while. Just you and another guest, maybe two. And you,
yeah, the annoying thing is that people always want to force people on you, like fucking whoever was saying, you should get Monique. I don't even know Monique. You should get Monique. I'm like, I'm not, you think I'm gonna bring somebody in after one show as the number two? It's like, it don't even work that way.
At least give him a chance, give him one show.
I'm not gonna do anything until I feel like I need to, and then I probably won't even, like Kumia. When fucking Landau stabbed him in the back, the last thing you want to do at that point is like bring in somebody else, because you need time to just get the shit out of your system.
Well, okay. I always said, and I think this is true, that like the knucklehead guests like me, Ski Mask, the oddballs, they're the best for your show. People go, oh, he used to have Mark Norman on. He used to have Bill Burr on. Those were two of the worst fucking episodes of your fucking show. They're boring, garbage episodes when you get someone who thinks they're a big fucking shot and can't hang with you. You need to get people who are fucking dumpster folks.
Trash it's like Mike Vecchione, funny comics, sucks on podcast. I mean, I can't listen to any podcast.
You know, keep this up. Keep running with the fucking garbage pail kids that you got and keep them moving around.
Yeah, because like I've said a million times, like even the guests that they want us to get, whether it's Owen Benjamin or like Lenny Dykstra, like these big gets, it's like, first of all, it's like these guys talk a lot and that's fine. That's their thing. But like, that's not my show. And then the suit, we can't really read the super chats. Super chats, because for the most part, super chats are insulting, you know? So,
yes.
So, and then how you gonna insult Mark Norman or, you know, like,
yeah.
You know, what are you going to say? Everyone's just going to kiss his ass or say nothing, you know? Right. So,
Speaking of insulting,
like you said it right. You know, when you had Lenny on, he wouldn't shut the fuck up a whole episode. I mean, you could barely get a word in that episode.
Right. And then so, he was drunk.
And you could barely understand what he's saying. And it's the same stories that you've heard on Kumi.
Mr. John Carson's jumping in $5. KB, wasn't it tiring to be on a show that you read super chats with someone with a third grade reading level?
I had no idea. I was watching, somebody sent me a Stern clip where Bob was doing reading the audiobook for Artie's book, and they did the bloopers of it. And Robin and Howard were just howling because they couldn't believe he couldn't read. Like it was amazing. And I always thought it was a bit, I never cared again. It's more things to shit on with Levy, but it does hit home a little bit that like, wow, Levy might be like legit stupid, you know?
Well, I mean, now he's got the surveillance team. Now I was curious about this. Do you think that the surveillance team is going to have the same uniform? Is everybody going to have to dress the same, or they're going to be, deep in the crowd wearing all
black? It was so classic because, like, literally I woke up today. I go, oh, shit. What am I just going to talk about the same shit today? Like, what the fuck? I mean, I can't just drag it through the mud again. And then somebody sent me the link. And I was like, and again, not in a million years am I going to see it because I'll never fucking watch it. So,
and that's, again, that's the trolls doing what they do best. They like to load us all up.
Fantastic work. Fantastic work.
The guy clipped it.
And then I was like, I couldn't, because the way he described it was actually worse than when I saw it. I thought I got when he kind described of. It, I forget how he worded it, but I was like, what the fuck? So then I watched it.
Yeah.
But if then I watched it, I just started howling because it was like, I mean, Levy can't get anything done. He couldn't get a link for a club in Atlantic City that I know he works there on a regular basis because I've done gigs with him there, and he can't get the most simple fucking thing. Does Borgo won $1,000 betting Levy? Like I said a couple of days ago, Borgo's had
multiple $1,000 were won on that bet.
Yeah, a Florentine. I know Florentine won, and I know Borgo won. But Borgo, I know Borgo has had pools. Plus, he's he's not in that business, but like he lives in California allegedly. So everybody out in California has a pool or knows people, they understand the pool business. So
how long it takes.
Yeah.
I mean, like, even Cabana King's in the pool business, and he was saying no way.
And if anybody needs pool repair help, you could DM Ski Mask privately.
Yeah, but just common knowledge about how long it takes to make a pool. But Levy's like, nope. So I mean he's saying that in front of Florentine, who's literally laughing to himself because he knows that this will never happen. Levy's a clown. And there you go. So I was like, this is going to be a fun day. And then it was cloudy here and overcast, so I didn't have to worry about getting a sunburn.
Shitty day in New York. Yeah, it was raining.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It's a fucking perfect day for a bike. Beautiful day.
A Kevin Brennan 10 out of 10 day.
This is a 10 for me.
Overcast and raining.
Overcast, no rain, no sunburn. Warm, humid, but no rain and no sun.
Now, if you do see a flower delivery van circling the block at all, just give me a call. I got some guys too.
I'm gonna wave them with me this time, Stevie, for security purposes. If there's a surveillance team,
No, I'm gonna wave them with me. I'm gonna like, come on, fellas, let's go.
Come on, come on over. You want to do a podcast?
No, it's like the mafia guys. They would always wave when the feds would be watching them. They'd always like, I'm going over here to the store now.
Yeah, he comes out, brings him like nice cold waters.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, you guys are out here all day.
You guys thirsty?
I mean, it was so classic. It's
so funny.
Anyway, Deadpool has a backup to what he said. He said, "Wow, can you guys see it?
No.
Are you caught up?" He said, "Well, now I wish I thought about it." I think he's talking about what I said. They should pay you guys to kick me off. Yeah. Because I can't stay.
Deadpool knows the PayPal. He knows where it's at.
Deadpool, if you want, yeah, we'll take it's.
Listen, man. Half of my usual rate.
The reality is covering everything up. So I mean,
thank you, Kevin, for having us on. Thank you for coming on too, buddy.
No, but the reality is, people are like Monique today with this. Like you read all the super chats. The super chats, like even today, you know, Monique and Alex Stein going back and forth. I'm like, okay, I got to read super chats, but also the super chats are fucking great. Like
the best.
Like
Deadpool, best fans in the business.
No, it's fantastic. Like Deadpool and fucking Chandler and fucking Borgo and like yesterday Washman and EMG. Nice and Vaping Dago and they give the show so much more personality than they would otherwise have.
Up in this, my boy.
Yeah, they get it. They keep up. They watch every show.
No, but it makes it so much funnier. Like. Just the fact that they're always involved. It's just, and people don't get it. They're like, oh, you're just a super chat. Or it's like, no, these people basically saved me when Levy quit. Like, I know Levy can quit because, like, again, I did a Monday solo show by myself. Like, I don't know how long I did, but because of the super chats, I get to react to everybody's take on it. And so they're so important to this whole fucking Hackverse. Yeah.
Anyone who says MLC is dead is a fucking idiot. You're a fucking moron. I'm not saying that because he's here. I swear to God. Anybody who's trying to say that this is the end of MLC, well,
Shuley's banking on it.
Well, sorry, Shuley, but that's dumb as shit. I haven't heard him say that out loud, but that's what he's saying.
Now they have nothing to talk about because I'm not there and Bob's not here. So then they're going to be like, oh, you hear what Kevin said? But after a while, they're going to look like, isn't what you guys wanted? Bob here full time? Isn't that your wet dream? So come on, do your show now. Watch your clips. Where I can still do whatever I want because I'm not, I'm like the quote unquote victim of this, you know?
Yeah. Hold on. Yeah.
Chandler just sent me something. I got to figure out who he wants off.
I mean, I'm sure it's.
I got to leave. This is your show. I got to leave.
Sorry, Kevin. Leave. David Chandler just paid to throw you off.
I'm not getting off yet, but I'll get off. I'm not going to let Deadpool bully me, but.
What do you think my life is? He literally.
No.
Done and done.
Show to show. Stalks me.
Deadpool, put in the chat because you didn't put a comment on the PayPal. Who And thanks for the gas
get
money.
Get this corn dip off.
Corn dip's good, man.
Corn dip is cool. He's
a troll. He trolls me. Get him off or else I'm jumping off.
Corn dip.
Okay, here we go. We got one here. You like this guy, I think. This guy's all right, right?
Yeah,
thanks, Carlos. Maybe we can actually meet up. I know you were a little on the edge. Carlos lives close to me. I always wanted to meet up with him.
And Carlos was good on my show, too. Carlos is good on the show because
he knows how to talk.
No, he's the opposite of Ray. He's not.
Look at this.
He's not.
Bye bye,
KBO.
KB, Jesus, man.
See you guys.
Things have changed.
It all comes around, Kev.
Things have changed.
Payback's a bitch.
I'm so glad you had us on your show this week, Kev. But
I said only said 5 minutes, but anyway, give me one more minute.
I'll give it. You've been nice to me on this before.
Yeah, I always let you hang a little bit longer when Deadpool kicks you off. One Saturday you were doing it, and then the Saturdays are good when Deadpool kicks you off because I just play the I'm drunk, you know, so I can always play like, oh, I missed it because I was drunk, you know. But sometimes I don't want, like, I forget what episode it was, but it was just, I'm like, no, keep him. I wanted to keep you on.
Yeah, we had like a great hour. Then he
It's better.
And it threw me off. Yeah,
but I didn't see it right away, but I did see it. But I pretended I didn't see it because, you know, I pretended like, oh, I was drinking and everything. Right. He doesn't care anyway.
I remember that night I like went to my wife app because I was like, I got to go do this podcast thing. And then I come back like shortly after. She's like, what happened? And I'm like, they're paying a lot of money to have me thrown off.
And yeah, she's well, like, the first time
she was kind of, I think she kind of got turned on by it, like that whole idea, because we fucking went like fucking rabbits at it. We're only a few and years into the marriage.
Stancil and I did SMC, and we were asking people if they paid $500. We did the show right now. I think we made it like 18 minutes, and we just had to, we just ended the show.
Yeah, like the first time it happened with Deadpool, and when you were on, I was kind of, I thought he was kidding, and then he sent me something on PayPal, and I was like, I guess he's not kidding.
It's incredible. No, we created a phenomenon here. Yeah. It was kind of birthed out of SMC, and it went, you know, through your hands at MLC.
Well, wait, what would he do at SMC? He would pay you guys to end the show.
Well,
we started it like that. Yeah,
remember, we were gonna put our stuff online for sale, like Stevie's used or old joints were gonna be like $50.
I was gonna sell used ski mask.
Yeah, and that's where the idea came from. And then ski mask goes, you can just pay to have the show end. And before someone did that, they decided to just throw me off first for money. So that's how it started. And now literally I was watching the replay of the Shuli show while you and I were on, and Shuli's talking, hey Deadpool, you can throw Chad off for $400. You know what I mean? So now they're using the bit on the Shuli network that originated
on Tuesday
when we were on, when you and I were on.
No, when they were sniping us.
They weren't really sniping us. They did for a little bit, and they were talking shit, of course. But that was one thing. Chad was on, and they were like, fuck, Chad sucks. Let's throw Deadpool, you can throw him off. So it was just great. Like, I'm sitting there just grinning from ear to ear, watching one of our bits at SMC go that far, you know, up the ladder. Chad is like, oh, yeah, dude, throw me off for 400. No idea. Like, that was something that fucking schema. All right.
Did they throw him off?
I think they. Yeah.
I don't know who watches. I don't know. Anybody in the chat watch? Nope. Okay. So I don't know. Who knows? We're gonna do more beach shows, Kevin. What do you think about doing a beach show? No. Do you like our beach show?
No. I'm going.
Come on. Stick around.
I'm going to the 40-minute mark. So 2 minutes and 50 seconds.
What do you got? Oh, yeah.
That's fair. Deadpool won't care.
Of course it's.
Oh, look at this too. You guys see this shit? Look at this.
He hunts you out, man. In any podcast you want, you're on, he'll be in the audience waiting to strike.
But that's kind of impressive that the guy hates you that much that he hunts you down.
I think it's more hilarious. He's doing it just to be funny.
Yeah, but that's just.
People want to know how the tongue is. It still hurts like a motherfucker, but yes, I am still sober.
It's almost like Bob Levy's surveillance team. You know, Deadpool and Stevie Lou, where he's like, wherever you are, I'll
find you. The surveillance team is probably watching us right now.
Penn
Park and your location. They could be outside, you know, deadbolt your door at night.
I mean, I was just
whatever
was
you like, got to do.
I was like, I mean, Chad's done a lot of dumb shit, but today I just had to go like, thank you, Bob Levy. Thank you, Bob Levy, for being this fucking dumb. And again, thank you for the guy to send it to me, because I don't know how else. Nobody else sent it to me. I nobody else mentioned it. So I really appreciate the guy. I'm not going to say who it is, but it's just a Twitter guy. I don't know who it is anyway. It's just a Twitter DM.
Okay. So it's like, if you're in a relationship and things are going sour, and then the chick like takes your wallet and like steals all your money and runs your credit card and a bunch of shit. So now you're like, oh, now it's a perfect reason to let her go. You know, you kind of had the perfect opportunity to end a bad thing that was clearly kind of running afoul.
You're talking about today or from Chad?
In general. No, I was talking more about Bob this time.
No, I'm talking about from today with Bob or the weekend with Bob?
The weekend with Bob. You know, yeah, I think a lot of people are saying this was coming,
but basically the whole thing is like,
well, you're too good of a guy to just cut them loose.
No, I'm not a good guy, but I'm saying I like when people quit. It's just easier because, but I'm saying it just shows Bob for how dumb Bob is, what he did today, he snipes me immediately Monday. He quits on Monday, then starts sniping me. Okay. And then, you know, cause Shuli told him to. Shows what a bitch he is to Shuli. Right. And now he's complaining about, you know, I paid Stuttering John too much money, so I'm not paying him, which he never brought up money when he worked for me for a year or whatever. And I gave him money out of my pocket because Kumia wouldn't pay him. And now he's like, I'm going to do a surveillance team. It just shows what a, like, what a gutless fucking nothing coward he is.
One thing that you do pick up on here is, was very telling for me. The time that he texted you on Monday was right after he got off air with Shuley. If you look back, you got it at like 11 something. Like they get off, they go from 9 to 11. So like he was all gassed up from Shuley. On show,
and Shuley probably fucking told him, Bob, we're talking, Bobby, come over here. If you're not over there, we're gonna kill it here. We're gonna put him out of business. We'll snipe him. We'll do. We'll get Chad over here. We'll do all. We'll do. We'll take him out. And it's like,
he could have just waited. He could have just waited until 4 o'clock to talk it out with you. And
nobody could have. He could have not sniped me that fucking day, like a fucking bitch.
Yeah, he turned around and did the same exact thing. He was always busting Chad's balls.
Exactly, exactly. All the shit that Chad's like, what a scumbag. And like Bob's literally does it that day. But it's all Shuley like going, yeah, no, it's Bob.
It's going to be funny. It's going to be great.
You got to snipe him right away. It'll be fucking classic. And Kevin deserves this, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I went over my time by 53 seconds.
All right, Kevin.
Sorry, Dead Fool.
Your plugs.
Do my plugs.
Yeah, do your plugs.
Catch me. I'll be live streaming all day tomorrow. On many different platforms. MLC Podcast, if you've never heard of it, this is an MLC wrap-up show, so hopefully they've heard of it. And Corniff is a fucking piece of shit. You're welcome.
Later. The great Kevin Brennan joining the show.
Thank what you a sign-off. What a sign-off.
Yeah, I do like this week of MLC. I mean, I feel like it's headed in
classic.
A new direction.
This is going to go down as, like, you know, in history, as a new beginning.
Of course, and new beginnings are good because after a while, fired up. Stale.
Dude, he's fired up. Yeah. He's fired up. He just did his 7th hour of podcasting right now, and he could have kept going.
Right.
He said he had to go, but you know, he could have just kept fucking going.
Well, he started looking around. I think his family got home and stuff. You
machine.
Know, since 1 o'clock, I've been sitting at my laptop since 1 o'clock, but I don't know if I could do a podcast that long. I probably could now. But I'd run out of things to talk about. I mean, there's only so much shit to talk about. Now that, of course, great Kevin Brennan is gone, we could talk a little bit about last night. We were on the great BYB podcast. They were nice enough to allow me to return.
You had to wait. You had to wait until Kevin was gone before you could bring up BYB.
I almost brought it up on his show earlier. And I said, wait, I can't talk about this. And then, yes, so we did that.
Sorry about that, Corndiff. Listen, we can't control that. He's like a fucking pit bull, you know. You took it well.
So that was fun. I stayed a lot longer on that show last night.
Yeah, folks should check out the BYB episode from last night. It was tremendous. We had Dr. Chow and yourself on, and Dr. Chow was really giving you a lot of credit.
I love Dr. Chow. He's great.
Amazing. No, but he was like, he was digging your stuff, and he got to express that last night. So we had some good times.
Cabana King's number one fan.
The BYB podcast has been on fire right now. It's been a long time ruminating. The pot's been on the fucking stove for a while, but I see some bubbles coming right now. We had Ari Jane on earlier this week. She was really, really spectacular.
Did I see her on Ray's podcast or today or
last
yesterday?
Last night they were on. Yeah, it was kind of sad. Ray was getting kind of trounced a little bit by her.
What do you mean by that? Like
she was like kind of just like, he was like, do you want to hang out still, baby, when you come this way? And she was just saying no. Straight up to him, you know. So point blank, she's kind of putting the water on that fire. She's
well. I mean, didn't he do it first? You know? I mean, he had his chance.
Yeah, but he's still shooting a shot, though. It's kind of
But he never shot a shot in the first place.
But he like shoots a shot a little bit. He thinks he's like being coy and cute on air, and then she's like, "Yeah, what are you doing?" So
yeah,
I don't know. Shout out to the Rock Bottom podcast, Ray DeVito. He fucking was. Not feeling me this week. I forgot. Yeah, I was on Rock.
Oh, yeah. I tried to watch that clip, but it wouldn't let me for some reason.
It's great. It's like when fucking big things like what we had going on for us this week, you forget about it. He was getting all tight, and of course, that gets me a little tight. So
got tight last time I did a show, and I haven't been on since.
Yeah, because
he told me not to talk about it. He told me not to talk about Chad, and then the first thing he brought up was Chad. I'm like, what the fuck?
Ray's a special boy, and you're just gonna have to accept that and understand it. And it can be infuriating sometimes, but once you let your nerves kind of come back down, you can just be like, "Oh yeah, this guy's fucking literally has holes in his brain. He has holes in his brain. What you know?"
And I don't understand. Like, so when he was sitting down on Melton's podcast, he was complaining about his knee, but the whole night he was walking around just fine. No complaint. I was like, is this a bit like
sympathy?
I don't know.
Sympathy?
Yeah, I think that's what it is, because he was walking fine. I'm the one with a limp. Fuck.
What does this mean? Oh,
Stevie didn't want you calling him out for his grift money. Okay.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know. Who knows?
You could please elaborate. We're not afraid to answer the questions.
Ski mess as always.
Yeah, Lemmy had a wonderful day. A great week with us. Lemmy and Granny. I just see it connected both of their names. I'm an idiot.
I like busting Granny's balls last night. That was fun. He was coming back.
Granny's a great sport and very funny. He's a guy who I did not like at all when I first bumped into
him. I wasn't a fan at first either.
He reminds me
of some of my friends back home, to be honest.
Yeah, if folks want to go check out Granny Loves Anal. As a matter of fact, Lemmy, if you could throw both of your Twitches, Granny and your Twitch, or if anybody can do that for us, throw the link in there. Folks, go to Twitch and subscribe to their channels. Lemmy does a great show on the weekends and I think on the weekdays too in the morning. It's a wonderful day to start. Wonderful way to start your day. I mumbled that one. Granny also does late night streaming shit where he's pranking live call-in shows hilariously. He actually does work with Kevin Dumbfuck still.
I saw a clip of Dumbfuck on
looking to find out what's going on in that world.
I don't know. I actually asked KB about
a little spurt, and now I haven't seen nothing else. But I don't really. I'm not so good.
I asked Dr. Chow's in the chat. Shout out Chow, love you, pal. That was fun as hell last night. Hope to see you soon. Thank you, yes. Victoria. We great.
Please go to BYB Pod. BYB Pod. BYB folks
Pod. Check that out.
Use a few more subscribers. Hit the notification button. Please hit the notification button here. Hit the like button. Throw us a few bucks. Throw us a few bucks for support. Yeah, you can shoot it up there on that QR code. You can join as a new member. You know what? We had a pretty crazy summer. You know it all if you've been following along. So. Listen,
a lot of missed shows, a lot of unscheduled shows,
hospital visits, you know, but real not real visits. What we're gonna do is we're gonna really come correct in the fall. Once the fall time hits, it's really time to get things moving.
And summer's always crazy for everybody because you know something might pop up, you don't know what's going on,
especially August. So
still moving back to Texas. I don't plan on moving back to Texas right now. I don't know what I'm going to do. Look, everything's up in the air for me. I'm jobless, but that could change tomorrow. We'll see what happens. I'm waiting for my unemployment check. Where the fuck is it? State of Connecticut. Come on. Anywho,
look at this. One of
these days, what we got?
Lemmy says that she's not giving these jackals my Twitch link.
I get it. Eski revised his death date. I almost died Tuesday before Atlantic City.
Yeah, people are calling you a chicken, you pussy, or something like that.
I planned on it, but it happened. You're a liar. All right, I rode in the hospital, bit off part of the tongue. You know the whole seizure thing. I knew it was probably going to happen. What the fuck, Johnny Chopsticks coming in Country Tavern? Country Tavern's overrated. Johnny Chopsticks. Everybody says it's the best restaurant in East Texas. It's not. They got good mashed potatoes. That's it. They can't cook a steak worth a shit. Country Tavern, overrated.
Who's got a worse steak, Country Tavern or Ray DeVito?
Ray DeVito by far. I mean, it's still a good steak, but it's nothing. People drive all the way to Kilgore for this Country Tavern, and it's in the middle of nowhere. And it's people are like, oh, it's the best. And, you know, let's drive 45 minutes to go to this restaurant. No, it's not that good. I can name a way better steak in the Tyler, Texas area. If you would like, it's going to be pricey, but it's fucking worth it.
What are you thinking about football season? It's coming up. What am I thinking?
I don't know, man. I got a couple preseason bets. You know me, I'm a Cowboys fan. Go ahead. Jump off the stream. I know.
Betting on preseason football is complete degenerate behavior. But I mean, I'm not judging or anything. It's just
I'm trying to pay my rent.
Yeah. Right. I guess there are games going there. What about baseball? You're not looking any base.
I'm an Astros baseball guy, but I don't think I don't think they're going to be in the running this year. I think I do think the Tampa Bay Rays have a shot this year. Football season. I don't know. I don't know. It's hard. I'll know more after week one. You know, whatever. We'll see.
Saint Ranger, Day of the Jackal, great book, excellent movie, correct. And I'm assuming that you're talking about the original, not the remake, which was okay. But absolutely, the OG Day of the Jackal, I believe that's Steve McQueen, unless I am completely whiffing on that one. But check it out, boys and girls.
I watched The Godfather 2 last night for the first
time. Yeah, look at that. Saint Ranger just jumped in there to confirm. Was that Steve McQueen, though, or was that another star? As the Max lead Brown, in that one. If it wasn't Steve McQueen, my fault. Steve McQueen is amazing, though. And I just
is he or was he? Is
oh,
he
still alive? Yeah. Oh, is yeah. He no, dead? He's dead. Dead, dead.
Long gone.
Dead, dead, dead. But yeah, one of the great great American actors, not just in action films.
What about Peter North? I like that guy.
There you go. Get some.
Atlanta is the best in MLB. Yeah, they're looking good, too. You know. We'll see what's going on with that. Fuck. I don't really – with baseball and basketball, I really – unless I mean, I bet on baseball every day, but I really don't sit down and watch a game until the playoffs. And that's just because it's boring now. They don't make it fun like it used to be. Well,
I think you are doing yourself a disservice by not checking out a game this year where they've put a bunch of new rules in to move the game along. And it's really done a decent job in – you know, reducing the game time, which is what you're complaining about. So
maybe I think,
The playoffs are going to be even cooler this year, I think, because once you got actual juice going on these games and you got it sped up, then we'll see a little more hot stove sort of shit. So I'm looking forward to it this year. I went to a game with Bobo and had a great old time.
Who'd they play?
Earlier this season. They played the Blue Jays. Actually, that was the game that I met up with Cardiff Electric in person.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I haven't been to a baseball game since the 2003 World Series.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to go to a Yankee game or something.
I think that was
a okay. We could do a Yankee game before the end of the season.
Possibly, yeah. I mean, I can roll.
You
could
get down there. I think you could take the train there.
Yeah, I always see people in the Yankee jerseys when I go.
Yeah, from Stanford, I think you can get down right to the game. There's like a Stanford train, I think. But anyway, yeah, we are
enough about baseball.
Yeah, we are running out of steam. What do you got out there, folks?
Yeah, jump out at us in the chat. Oh my God! Look, we don't know. Look at us. We're
a little rusty. We're a little rusty.
Stancil and Chuck Mangione are on their annual mancation right now in Maine, sucking each other off.
What does that mean for SMC this weekend?
They're gonna try to hop on, and if not, I'm gonna try to book Cabana if he's not working. And of course, if you're not busy, you can always hop on. SMC will make a return this weekend. Lots to talk about. As we know, SMC is.
Yeah, you could probably open up a little more about AC.
Yeah, talk about AC. You'll talk about the hospital. Talk about all kinds of shit. I'll know tomorrow if I got a job or not.
So everybody out there, send a good luck super chat to Ski Mask now. You know, anything over $25, I think anything over 20. Yeah, they consider anything over 20 a good luck super chat. So if anybody out there wants to extra wish good luck to Ski Mask, you send a $20 super chat now. Just say, good luck, Ski Mask. You're the man. You got this. And
I don't even know if I want these jobs, but I got to take them because I got to pay the rent.
Sucks. Yeah, you told me about it. But you know what? It's a good idea to have a job because they always say it's easier to find a job. Well, I mean, it's better to have a job, sure.
That's two. And then I got to stop by the unemployment. It's going to be a busy Friday. But oh well, I like getting out of the house, Waver. Thank you very much, Waver.
Look at that. Boom.
Thank you.
Thank you, Waver.
We'll see what happens. One of them's a night shift, so that means this show would be a morning show.
Right, which could be fun.
Yeah, because you're always up in the morning anyway.
Yeah, lunchtime show.
Yeah, lunchtime or something like that.
I don't know. We'll talk.
We'll figure it out, folks. It's all about paying the rent.
Yeah.
I can't pay the rent.
One way or another.
Yeah. See what happens. Joey C was in the Major League Baseball Cinema League.
What was that?
Somebody said Joey C was in Major League Baseball. That was fun, man. That was a good show. I was a little tired for obvious reasons.
I loved it, man. I loved it. I caught it at one point, not live, but afterwards.
I think it's up now. I think he put it up yesterday.
I just figured it was going to be good. So I fucking like just opened the episode without knowing anything and went halfway through to see what would happen. And it was you, Ray, and Kevin on that one side. And I fucking broke out in laughter, bro. Just seeing the image of you looking a little geeked, a little bit geeked, not terrible, but just a little geeked, retarded Ray. And then, sorry, excuse my language. That was a joke. And then Kevin just kind of a little devilish with Melvin on the other side. Because he didn't really show himself at all.
No, so. But he was laughing his balls off at the AI.
Sorry, we went for that same time. You got it. Sorry.
Nasty Al, $49.99 ski. You're funny or loaded, but throwing you a bone, big bone. Tough times. I used to like KB, but no more. We'll send super chats your way from now on. Hang in there. Was in your same spot, but all good now.
Thank you, Nasty Al, man.
Thank you very much. Great. Man. Hey, look, $50, you're going to like what you like. That's the way I am with my podcast. I listen to MLC. And there's a couple other shows I listen to that Kevin probably wouldn't like me, that the fact that I listen to them. I don't listen to everything. You know, there's a show out right now called Bone to Pick with Robert Kelly and Paul Verzey. I got to say, it's one of the funniest podcasts I've heard in a long time. Check it out. It's funny. Shout out Bone to Pick. Even my girlfriend likes it, which says a lot. Vaping Dago, $99.99. Thank you very much, Vaping Dago. He actually paid earlier for me to take the mask off on Kevin's show. That would be MLC.
Good man, D.
So thank you very much, brother. Vaping Dago. Look, we appreciate you guys. This is how we keep the show going. I mean, it would still be going anyways.
Right, it would. But this does kind of give us a little more fire. It gives us that bump.
You know, it gives us that, oh, you know, we got fans. We got people who like to watch it. You know, it was nice. It was funny meeting some of the people in Atlantic City. I had no idea who the fuck, you know, I don't know what these people look like. They used like
name tags.
You know, so Adam was giving out the name tags and then people would come up, introduce themselves. I'm like, oh, I know you, you know, and then a lot of hands were shaked. Fun.
Again, it reminds me just to a certain degree of like the OG Skankfests when you had like this whole thing where there was no backstage. It was all at the creek in the cave, you know, and like they used the outdoor patio to go hang, but it wasn't like there was a green room or anything. It was just like you could just go fucking bump with people. And that's the way to do it, man. If you can get a really cool fan base to pull that off, you know, you got something special and you start small. I know Kevin said he don't want to do it again next year, but
he's going to say that no matter what.
Let's see. Exactly. You know, I'm sure we could all change his minds.
And who knows where MLC will be at this point next year.
I got to ask you, this is maybe something you want to go into more on SMC, but you could tell me or not. Did you meet Carl from WATP's
brother?
His family and shit. Like,
nicest guy ever. His wife.
Did get to meet them. The wife was so nice. Sister-in-law. Like, yes. I heard she took control of the situation more or less.
Complete control.
Right.
And
so
apparently they watched the show. So shout out to those guys. And he was he couldn't have been nicer, man. What a beautiful couple they are.
Just to hear that someone.
She was like, I'm so weird about you. You know, like, are you okay? I'm like, yes, I'm fine. Everything's all right. So obviously they watch.
Adorable. Yeah. But like to have someone put a little bit of thought and like coordination into it kind of goes to show that like with just a little bit more effort
she got Kevin, the tables in the bar.
Kevin doesn't want to like do the effort, so let's just like plan the event around him next year and then he'll just have him walk in. Know, so
it's basically
kind of more if people are going it was a non-event, it's like that's kind of more on everybody's fault for a non-event, because that's what it was fucking slated to be. It was just to go fucking.
I mean, even if it wasn't anything, I mean, my boys came up from Texas. So on Sunday, I had laughed my balls off so much Saturday that like Melton invited me to play some poker Sunday. And I was like, I just want to hang with my boys from Texas. So we just went down to the boardwalk and just hung out with those guys, you know, because I was laughed out. I was like, oh, I just don't feel like laughing.
What is this? Is this like Stevie, or is it like Stevie? I'm confused. I feel like it's more Stevie. Like, I feel like he's got one eye like turned down at me when he's saying that. I don't know what that's about.
Who knows? It's for us to figure out.
But everybody's here. Everybody's here. Saint Ranger. Brother-in-law drove
for Esto Cab. Francisco, in the late 1970s, someone gave him money to drive fast down steep hills used in the movie.
Day of the Jackal, he was talking about.
Yeah, I gotcha. Campos going to destinations. It's fine. Who cares? So, yeah, SMC will be back hopefully Saturday, I think. Yeah, I'm going to try to do it Saturday.
Oh, sorry.
Damn vaping. Right. Yeah, you know what, man? I'm going to vape.
That's not the one I wanted either. Fuck.
Yeah, for all of you guys, you know, saying we're part of the Hackverse, that's fine. We've been doing an MLC wrap-up for 3 years now, since April 2020. We were the first, and we will be the last. And that's what's happening, and it will continue to happen as long as MLC is part of the internet world, which I don't see him going anywhere anytime soon.
What does this mean? This is so confusing. Thick eyes. Oh, he's so confusing sometimes, Joey C. I love it. Six eyes watching. Oh, I hope that's a reference to something I don't know.
Have you heard the Jim and Sam show? It's well, never mind. Panic. Nope, I do not have Sirius XM, so I do not listen
to Johnny Chopsticks. I still have Serious, and I stopped listening, unfortunately. The last episode I listened to was the Ray episode, and I thought that was hilarious. But oh yeah, look at this. I guess fake Joey C.
Is it fake Joey C?
Probably.
No, he's a member.
You never know. Who knows?
Stay healthy, Ski, and Stevie as well.
I'm surprised the fake Stevie Lou. If you're out there, please show yourself.
Ooh, Joey C. This could be a potentially breaking. Joey C. could be in the Levy surveillance team, the LSE, the Levy surveillance team. Joey C. has six eyes. He's got eyes everywhere, eyes on the street.
I thought you said LSD. We should change him to the Levy surveillance
team.
All right. Yeah, all right.
Fake Joey C. added a period in the name. Got you. Fake Joey C. Oh, Steve Morton, you fake, phony. That's why I like that there's a fake Chandler out there who spells it with two L's and Kevin Falls for it.
David Chandelier.
Oh, Chandelier. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was talking about the movie Bullet. Someone in the chat was talking about the car chase scene in the movie Bullet. I haven't seen that one. I watched The Godfather 2 for the first time last night. Watched the whole thing.
Yeah, you remember you were adamant that Al Pacino was never in The Godfather?
Oh, I remember, yeah. Then he was a fucking main character in number two.
He was the main character more or less in the first one, too.
Oh, I haven't seen it. It's been a while. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I was wrong. You were right.
How great is two, though, huh?
It's awesome. I watched the whole thing.
Yeah. To watch it for the first time, I feel like...
And then I tried to watch that fucking...
It's like thrilling to watch that movie.
Gotti with John Travolta. Fucking terrible.
Why would you
terrible.
But yeah, it's not breaking
news. I am the real Joey motherfucking C, man. He's adamant that he's real.
We're not breaking any fucking ground here by saying Godfather 2 is good, but it is.
Yeah, we agree, Dr. Chow. I don't understand all the Dr. Chow hate. Is it because he was talking some trash?
You guys need a movie podcast, though, you go check out Blunt Smoker Video.
Blunt Smoker Video
available on Spotify. New episode should be out any day. We were way behind. We're like a month behind, I think.
Summertime.
A lot of stuff gets filmed in the summer. Mm-hmm. And my two co-hosts are very busy film producers. So we had trouble getting shit in this summer, just like us. But
mine were busy Saturday.
What's that?
No, my co-hosts were busy Saturday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Are you doing it Saturday? Yeah.
I was saying my co-hosts were busy. My co-hosts were busy last Saturday.
Yeah. Oh. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, shit. New Gotti was good, I thought. Maybe, I don't know. I got through like halfway. Maybe I was just tired. I don't. It's either that or the fact I can't stand John Travolta, really.
I don't know. Every movie review on Pink Floyd's The Wall, I don't understand what that means. The way that question is posed is, I don't get what you're trying to. That's a mystery. But I do love the movie Pink Floyd, The Wall.
Yeah, I got it on DVD. Fantastic.
That shit, I mean, drop some fucking, you know. Oh, what?
I used to watch it in high school all the time. Fun shit.
I remember that my buddy was like, just wait till he fucking shaves his eyebrows off. And I'm like, what? What do you mean? What does that even mean? And then meanwhile, I'm fucking like just fucking tripping balls, and the guy's fucking, yeah, he's taking his eyebrows off. That is some shit, folks. You gotta fucking do it. It's like watching Godfather 2 for the first time.
Did it last night. Great.
It'll change
your Godfather
life.
Godfather 1 never sat through the whole thing. Godfather 2 sat through the whole thing last night. Fantastic. I heard Godfather 3 sucks, so I'm not, should I even give it a shot?
I would hold off. I would watch some other really good gangster movies. You ever seen Casino?
Yeah, well, I watched that one. I've been trying to watch all of them. All that one. Name some other ones. I need a new one that I haven't seen.
Not really a gangster movie, but Carlito's Way. I guess that is kind of gangster.
I love that movie.
King of New York. King of New York is a good one.
Who's in
it? Put that one down. Christopher Walken. Say No More.
Is it really that good?
Phenomenal.
Okay, I'll watch it tonight.
Phenomenal movie.
I'll watch it tonight.
Seen
Goodfellas. Yeah, this guy says Godfather 3 blows. Yeah, I heard that. You know what? All right, so I've heard over 100 people say that The Irishman is a shitty movie. It's too long. It sucks. When I was in Atlantic City, my buddy from Texas said he really liked it. And I'm like, dude, you're the first person I've heard say it's good. Here's my official review. It's good. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed every minute of it. So sometimes when people say something sucks, you still got to give it a try. That's it. I've held off on watching it because I've heard literally no one say it's good until he said it was good. And I was like, all right, I'll check it out. I liked it. I enjoyed it. And then I watched with another one with De Niro, it's a movie where he's in witness protection. Way too much fucking music soundtrack in that movie. The Family. It's called The Family. Way too much music, dude. Every scene is like rock and roll going on in the background. I'm like, fuck off.
If you want a good De Niro, somewhat gangster movie, Mean Streets. Martin Scorsese. It's a little rough and raw because it's one of Scorsese's early films, but I say give it a ride. Go for it. Harvey Keitel, Robert De Niro, Mean Streets. It's a classic. Again, a little bit raw, so bear with it, but I believe one of Scorsese's definite finest films. Again, very early in his career. Let me get my pad
out here.
Dr. Chow saying that Wall and Animals grow on you. I think Animals by far is one of my favorite.
My favorite is
Get High.
Division Bell is my favorite album.
Yeah, no, that's a crazy album.
David Gilmour.
Not many people say that, but honestly, it is got some really cool tracks.
I've got the exclusive vinyl set. They only came out with 150.
Did you know? Right. Well, did you know that it was actually Division Bell was a riddle.
Yep. I know
that album was a riddle. And apparently no one has ever solved the riddle. And the prize was like a parcel of land out in the middle of fucking somewhere like Greenland or I don't know, some crazy shit. Yeah. Like there's a whole wild story about Division Bell about that was like, there was like a, cause they, Pink Floyd was one of the first bands to really utilize internet forums way back in the 90s, I think maybe late 80s, but like 90s.
It came out in 94.
Right. So early 90s, they had a Usenet that was very active, and like someone claiming to be from the band. What the fuck is the name? It's a Latin name that the guy went by. He went by like this username, fucking Pluribus Enigma. Enigma, fucking someone out there has got to know this. I think it's Pluribus Enigma or something, but like he was leaving like clues and like fucking puzzles and shit online. Well, I've got this
exclusive box set that has a whole bunch of like written shit and stuff in there.
Apparently you were supposed to use that shit to help decode.
All right, I'll open it up tomorrow.
Secret. See what's going on. And it's like the code is like, what is the sound that the Vision Veil makes? And there's supposed to be an answer, and like no one's ever gotten it. It's some crazy psycho shit that you really have to go and it's on Wikipedia.
I'll check that out because I got that shit on deck, dude. It's cool as fuck. They got those like pink albums in there, like you know the little one disc tracks and all that stuff. I used to get high as hell and listen to that. See Maroon that. Number 4 in the you want me to pull it out? I'll show you. American Man. I'm writing down all these.
He might be talking about us right here. Dr. Chow, give me a sec after the show. My brain's not functioning as fast right now for some strange reason. I got the link for you. It's wild shit. Is that the? Oh yeah, that's your book there. Cool. Yeah, buddy.
I have to write down. I forget every time. I've been trying to watch all that gangster movie shit. I don't know why it's cool. Why not? Now that I can actually sit down and watch a movie. It's not spinning every which way but Sunday.
Kevin actually dropped a recommendation this week that I took down. I don't know if you heard it, but he recommended the Peter Sellers film Being There. So he says that's a fucking great movie. I'm going to check it. Peter Sellers is, I hate to have used this phrase twice in a episode, but one of the great actors of all time. So, Peter Sellers being there.
Learning all kinds of stuff on my own show. This is amazing what's happening out here. Being there. Right? Oh, Steve Morton says it's good too. Okay.
Miller's Crossing. There we go. Johnny Rando threw one in. Miller's Crossing is a phenomenal gangster movie because it's by the Coen brothers. And it's an early Coen brother when they were really trying to get noticed. But also they were still weird and true to their roots. That's a great one. Good job, Johnny Rando. That's one.
Thank you, Johnny Rando.
Slipped my head before. All right, just naming movies.
That'll get me through a couple fucking days. Who knows? You know, we'll see what happens. Fuck it. Talking movies, talking albums, talking all kinds of shit. You know why? Because Kevin did a great job wrapping up his own fucking show this week. Am I wrong? No. So, you know, a lot of times we can go hours talking about what happened during the week. But
and just did it for us. That's crazy.
Exactly. Yeah, so we had other fucking stuff to talk about.
Wild time to be alive.
Wild. Amazing. Truthfully. Crazy.
Constant content. Constantly being created. That's what happens here.
Constant content constantly being released, folks. We're back at it, all right? I know the constant content has kind of not been constant, but now we're back to being constant. So there's going to be constant content constantly being released. I know Stancil's been stepping in there, releasing some content, shooting the basketball, doing a couple other things, compound pregames. Check that out underneath the Stancil stuff playlist only on Ski Mask Media, youtube.com/SkiMaskMedia. And all the old audio is available now, folks.
Check him out live. Stancil does that every Tuesday, like right around what, fucking 12:30 or 1, whatever the hell he gets over to Manhattan. He bumps into Sullivan's, and that's been a good time.
Some super chats on there too. So
yeah, no, that's been a good time. The folks have been really responding well to that. And I say just hit the fucking notification button whenever we go live. It's gonna be a good time. I am well overdue for a loose cannon. Yeah. So we'll see if I can get one of those in ASAP. I've been a little bit overrun lately by doing a lot of training for a little contest that still has yet to be location found. But if someone out there in the tri-state area knows a gymnasium with a ring or whatever, a gym with a ring that would let us do something, please do reach out to me. I do have a few leads. We talked last night on BYB about a few of those leads. So if you want to hear more about that, go check that out. Right. But I'm also thinking that, you know what? I may need some help here. We may need to start like a Stevie Lou boxing fund in the near future.
Can we just do it on a beach?
once, I mean, I've always been down for that. That actually sounds
crazy. We'll just carve out a square.
That sounds insane, actually. But we're going to try to do it actually like a real event. And again, charity too. But in the meantime, I may need to start setting up a lunatic boxing team support page. Things are going to start ramping up as soon as we get the location and the date. Then yes, I probably will need a team lunatic support page, because we'll have to really get some proper equipment and a few things.
Have you guys chosen a weight of glove yet?
No. Okay. I figure we're going to take everything one step at a time. So the first thing that needs to be finalized is a venue, which would then give us a date. And then from there, we'll talk about
to the nitty gritty.
Exactly. Let's not start, So I'm working on it. Cool. I'm working on it.
As long as it's still in the works.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm here to support. So
like I said, if you want to hear the new update, go to BYB from last night and check it out. Click on it. We definitely got to talking about someone who has decided to throw their hat into the ring as maybe a new promoter, producer. So
I got to get with him. I meant to text him today. My bad. I was busy trying to fucking
get a job. So
I'd have to stand on the corner.
Yeah, here's one. Lot lizards. Have you seen True Romance? Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's a Quentin Tarantino written Oliver. Or no, Tony. Who's that?
Ooh. I like you, Stevie. There was a video of Ryan knocking a guy out twice his size on Gavin's show a few years back. Ryan can scrap. Good luck.
So, Steve C., I've seen that video, and both Ryan and that guy were blackout drunk. And Ryan kind of snuck punch him a little bit. He did hit him right up front in the face because the guy was slapping Ryan around. So Ryan finally had enough, and he like threw a wild punch and hit him, knocked him out. But then Ryan started to hit the guy in the face while he was knocked out. So I saw Ryan give multiple punches to a unconscious person, which is sick and pathetic. That's not something any man would ever do. And I think that's one part of the little part of this story that you forgot to leave out. That, yeah, I guess he was fired up and he was drunk and he wasn't thinking, but that guy was out and he went and absolutely after the bell hit the guy a bunch of times. So something to keep in mind, that's not honorable. That's not how men do things. That's pussy shit. So you are right. There is a video of Ryan knocking a guy out twice his size and then fucking punching him while he was unconscious. So cool.
Wow. Yeah. We'll see what happens.
I don't have those videos of me. I do things differently.
My Wi-Fi was just acting weird. Was it weird on your end?
Nope. I don't think so. Okay. But all right, cool. Maybe we should wrap it the fuck up.
Yeah, we'll wrap it up. Check out SMC this Saturday. I'll be releasing the time whenever I know, probably tomorrow night. And this audio will either be up shortly or first thing in the morning. I'm not sure yet. It's only 7:30. But I do have movies I got to watch. and I got to take a shower. And I got to eat dinner. And all the other stuff I got to do. It's crazy what's happening out here. Thank you all for tuning in.
Steve, you are right. That is true.
Catch us next Thursday. Like an asshole.
Yes. Okay. I'll be fair and say from that video and from the story that Gavin told, from what I heard, the guy was deserved to get his ass kicked. Okay, and maybe deserved a few extra punches.
We've all been there.
But listen. I think if Ryan was here in front of me, I bet you he would, which is not going to happen because we're not going to be talking at all before this shit. If he was here, I think Ryan would even Ryan would agree that, yes, that was a mistake to go that far. Maybe he has a reason for it. And I'm sure a man could at least admit that that's not really how you handle things. Once the guy's out, you got to kind of back off. So.
Agreed. Dr. Chow, I see you're still in the chat. You'll like
whatever. It is what it is. I'm not going to condemn the guy for life on some shit like that.
SMC this Saturday, Dr. Chow. Look forward to the great Cabana King. Going to try to book him for the Saturday. I know Dr. Chow's Cabana King's number one fan. So we'll see what happens with that. And of course, Stevie, if you're around, because I think Stancil's on assignment. I'm not too sure how his Wi-Fi is going to be.
If it's early, I might be able to do it. Otherwise, I am
going to be. Yeah, if not, I'll find a guest. We'll get something going. And cool. I should have my fucking other monitor set up that day too. So I'm gonna have a bad.
Yeah, dude, I saw the setup. It's looking great, man.
I know. I ordered the
Vinny Cash. I think was helping you out there a little bit with that. I don't know if that's.
No, I've had actually. Teacher Tim gave me this monitor.
I was using it.
Yeah, he helped me out with the laptop, sure.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I'm saying to the supporters. Thank out there you. Who were helping us because we were in a bad spot there with the fucking whole iPad thing with the sound.
You guys wouldn't be watching this right now if it wasn't for the great Vinny Cash. So respect on Vinny Cash's name, folks. One of the greatest dudes ever. And his pool's done. His pool's done. So
thank you, Steve C. I will.
Next Thursday, look for us here directly following MLC unless things change. And I will be tweeting if that happens. I don't think it will, though. But who knows? So thank you, Stevie, as always. Thank you, Kevin Brennan, for joining the show. Thank you for the super chatters. We'll see you guys next week.